When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody is having a complete meltdown, freak out this morning about President Trump withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria. I don't even know where to begin. You know, you people, when's the last time anybody even thought about Syria? When's the last time there was a news story about Syria? I find it hysterical that the media had no time for Syria for months. Russia, Russia, Russia. Collusion, collusion, collusion. Trump's going out. Trump's going to be impeached. Mueller, I mean, I said this earlier in the week. Think of all the things going on in the world. The world doesn't give a flip about the stuff that our media is obsessed over. The world keeps turning. There's a whole website. We have Lisa Daftari on our show. She's a journalist, and she started a website called ForeignDeskNews.com precisely because somebody had to cover foreign news. We don't do it anymore. So we've had blinders on. We've had our head under a hood like a referee looking at a replay for months. Now, all of a sudden, you're supposed to believe that these media pundits have always, all along, been deeply concerned about Syria, and you should be too. Baloney, and that's the polite word for the word I'd really like to use. Baloney. So before we even get into what the president did and whether you like it or not or agree with it or not or it's good or it's bad or it's dangerous, I have to call BS on the whole thing because there's been no coverage. There's been no debate. There's been no talk at all. And Syria is just one of 100 places all around the world that could blow up at any time that we pay no attention to. So all of a sudden this morning, everyone is outraged and concerned that the president said he's going to end our military involvement in Syria. Remember when he campaigned, he said he was going to do this. He said it numerous times since being elected. He wants the troops out of Syria. Now, the way he did it is making people wonder. Because he had a meeting with his top national security people, and there are reports, again, who knows, that they were not on board with this, that his state and defense secretaries and others were not on board with this, the joint chiefs were not on board with this. But I will point out, ever since we elected him, we knew we elected a guy that wanted to do this. And said he was going to do it. Members of Congress are upset because they weren't consulted. I'll get to them in a minute because I have a particular message for them. The president announced in a Twitter post, "We've defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency." And so the point is being made that, no, the job isn't really done in Syria. And leaving too soon might not only lead to a resurgence of ISIS, but might endanger our Kurdish allies, et cetera, et cetera. And then the people that see everything through the Russia frame are saying, oh, well, Russia loves this decision, so this is proof that Trump colluded with and is a puppet of Putin. Okay, that's what they're saying. Let me just point out something here. I don't know how you feel about democracy or rule of law. But we were in Syria without any congressional authorization. We were in Syria without any debate. We have no authorized regime change. We've not authorized a proxy war with Iran. All of the things that defenders of a permanent military presence in Syria are mentioning are not things that we have actually had congressional debate and authorization of. If these things are so damn important, to Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and all these other senators, Bob Corker and all these other senators that are popping off, then where is that congressional authorization? And you know why we don't have it? Because they don't like to stick their necks out. Because Congress, under both parties, lets presidents do whatever the hell they want with the military. And if it goes great, they pretend they were on board all along. And if it doesn't go well, they claim that it was done unconstitutionally and without their authorization, et cetera, et cetera. So if there was some tragedy with our military in Syria, these same profiles in Courage would have been saying, why were we there? We never authorized this. I mean, I think you know what I'm talking about, right? We've seen this before. It's the old JFK saying, success has 1,000 fathers and failure's an orphan. So you have people in Congress that have never met a war they don't like. You have people in Congress that are in the pocket of the military-industrial complex, and we have to have constant war and constant deployment in order to keep buying new stuff and replacing gear and equipment and ammo. And so there's some of that, to be sure. But also, there's a lot of hypocrisy here, because if this was important, they could have made it so that this wasn't Trump's decision. This was the established policy of the United States of America. But it's not. Just like it wasn't when Obama went into Libya. By the way, some of these same people that are screaming that we can't leave Syria were also critical of Obama for going into Libya. Can they make up their minds? No, they can't, is the answer. So I'm not an expert on the Middle East, and I'm not by any means able to say to have an opinion with any information behind it as to whether U.S. troop presence in Syria is good or bad, or ISIS is defeated or not. And anybody sitting in my position who's telling you he knows that, you should question, because how would he know that, right? My only point is the people that are freaking out over this are a bunch of hypocrites. They had no time to report international news. They had no time to report on where our troops are and what they're doing for months and months. And now all of a sudden there's a story, as if now all of a sudden it's important, but it wasn't last week or last month. That's just not feasible. You want to convince me you care about this stuff? You got to care about it all the time. You got to care about it when it's not cool to care about it. You got to care about it when no one else is talking about it. And this is just one example, I think, of many things we've taken our eye off of. So don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing our presence there. And again, I don't know if Trump's decision is a good one or not. But it's a decision he can make, because he promised he'd make it. He telegraphed he was going to make it. And Congress never did anything to formalize the presence of those troops or the mission that they're supposed to be carrying out. And so I'm sorry, but you didn't do your job. You might want to do your job, Congress, senators, before you tell us he's not doing his. Tell me what you think. 210-599-5555. We'll kick that around a little bit. We got a new question on today's Stevens Roofing JR poll. More talk about the border wall and that whole deal, what's going on with that. 210-599-5555. And coming up, of course, in our 11 o'clock hour, our annual playing of the worst Christmas song of all time on 550 KTSA and FM 107.1. We've afforded ourselves in America the luxury in 2018 of pretending that Donald Trump is the universe. The world keeps turning. The world keeps spinning. There are all kinds of things going on that our news media have no time for and no interest in. And all of a sudden now they want you to care about Syria because he's pulling the troops out. So let me just understand this. It's really important that they be there, but it wasn't important to report on the mission for months and months? That doesn't make any sense. And it's not a surprise that he wants to do this. This is what he said he wanted to do as a candidate. And as recently as earlier this year, he was still talking about doing it. I can imagine that there were people around him that didn't want him to do it, and maybe his advisors told him no, or we recommend against. And it's possible these media reports are true, that this blindsided people in his own administration, because he has a habit of doing that, and that it blindsided our allies, because he has a habit of doing that. So I'm not here sticking up for him. My point is, if you're Congress and you didn't get around to authorizing a mission and defining a mission, then you should shut up about how unhappy you are with the commander-in-chief deciding to pull the troops out, because that's what commanders-in-chief can do. Marco Rubio says this will haunt the administration in America for years to come. Of course, I'll tell you what else haunts us for years and years to come, and it's the permanent military presence we have in all kinds of places where Americans are getting killed and maimed for people that don't care and aren't grateful, and for things that don't make us safer or more secure. I think that haunts America, too. Tripling and quadrupling down on open-ended commitments in places where we've been so long we don't remember why we're there. So if Trump is the norm smasher, this is Trump smashing another norm. Being the, you know, he's zagging when everybody else would zig. But there's no congressional authorization for regime change in Syria or any of the other things that people are this morning saying, oh, we've got to stay there to do these things. Jay is on KTSA at 210-599-5555. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Jack, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I usually disagree with Trump about 95%, but I'm with him on this one. People may like it, they may not, but you got to remember he can do it. He's got the power. He's the president. We can debate, you know, Congress didn't do this, didn't do that, attack the media, but don't forget he's the president. He can do it. Now, while he's at it, he might as well bring back some troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. They've been fighting each other for 1,000 years. They'll fight each other for 1,000 years. And like you said, if we keep sending troops, building bases all over the world, we may not be around for 1,000 years. So I would like some of the details, you know, like, first of all, how many troops do we have? We don't know that. When are they going to be withdrawn? Are we going to leave advisors there? And what's next? Iraq? Afghanistan? Don't stop there, Mr. President.
Now, I don't know what he'll do about those other places. I'm not sure that those places are comparable. But look, perpetual war is not what our country was founded on. Perpetual war is not a security policy. It doesn't make us safer. And it's the worst of the swamp. One of the worst things the swamp has given us, or the elites have given us, is this notion of perpetual war fueled by an unlimited military budget, fueled by the greatest military the world has ever seen. I mean, I can't say enough about our military, but unfortunately, its existence, its strength, its valor gives armchair warriors license to put them all over the place and send them to do all kinds of things. And this was always the fear of the founders, right? If you go back in history, the debate over whether you would have state militias that you would call up in an emergency or whether you would have a standing military, the debate at the founding of our country was, well, if there's a standing military, that's an excuse, that's a open-ended invitation to engage in or intervene in the wars and affairs of other nations. Very wise men worried about that, pondered that, wanted us to ponder that as a new nation. Now, of course, in today's world, a standing military would make sense, and I'm not arguing against it by any means. I'm just pointing out that the very dangers of a standing military have been with us from our birth as a nation. And so I'm fine with this being debated. Bring on the debate. But the debate should have been a long time ago when Obama was sending troops over to Syria. We should have known why they were there. There should have been a clearly defined mission. And then if Trump did this, we could say, well, hey, we had a mission. We were on a mission and it was going well. And what the hell are you doing here, man? But as Jay points out, there's none of that. So I think I'm not saying this decision is above reproach or review, but the people who are leveling their attacks on it are the last people who should have anything to say about it. Because where have they been? You wonder, frankly, if this is only getting coverage because it's Trump doing it. we couldn't be bothered to cover this for months and months and months. Maybe this is just one more way the media has of saying, look, chaos in the Trump White House. Jimmy's on KTSA. Jimmy, good morning. Okay, Jimmy, yes. Sorry, gotta go fast here. David, you're on KTSA. Good morning.
Hey, Jack, this is David. You know what? I do not think that Trump shoots from the hip and then he just makes an off-the-hand decision. I think that there may be deeper reasons. One may happen to be that the money that was allocated to troops in Syria, now he can move it to border wall construction.
No, he can't. That's not how it works.
Well, where does that money go then?
You don't get to just move money around like that. We talked about this yesterday. They can't just do that. Money is earmarked within the budget. Money is earmarked for something. You can't repurpose it for something else.
So what happens to the money that was earmarked for Syria?
I imagine it just sits there until it gets earmarked for something else. But he can't just say, I choose to spend it on the wall. That's not how it works. We got to take the break here for headlines. We'll come back on 550 KTSA, FM 107.1, and at KTSA.com.